With whom do you surround yourself? Do you surround yourself with people that motivate you and put you to the next level and really elevate you? Or do you surround yourself with people that put you down and actually demotivate and put you in a negative kind of spiral? I was in that position a couple of years ago where I actually hang out with people that gamed all day, smoked weed every day, and didn't do anything good for their lives and just were going to a default future. One of my closest friends like 6 years ago was someone who was really always drinking a lot of alcohol and smoking a lot of weed. And because I was hanging out with him and he looked cool, I actually did the same thing. I started smoking a lot of weed and really became addicted to it. And lost a lot of good friends of mine and really hang out only with him, and everything was just going negatively. Every day we were going to a coffee shop here in Holland and buying some weed and smoking it and not really focusing on the future, just relaxing, smoking it, and you know, waiting until the next day. And when we came home, we just watched some Netflix or played some video games, but we're not doing anything productive. I was not going anywhere near my goals. Like, I didn't even know what my goals were, but it was because I didn't surround myself with people like that. Everything changed when the moment I went to Moscow for a year abroad, and I was like, you know, why not? And I met a guy who's now one of my closest friends, and he introduced me to self-development, and he was all around that things. He was waking up early, he was doing his habits, meditation, reading a lot of books, watching amazing influential videos. And because he did that, I was like super interested, okay, what is this about, you know? And I started doing the same thing as he's doing, and he kind of affected me into going to the self-development spiral, into doing all these things, into doing all these habits, into improving myself. And after a year, I kind of realized that my environment is actually an equation to, is a formula of what I will look like. The people that I hang out with is the person I will be. And before that, I hung out with people that are demotivated, gaming a lot, smoking weed, drinking alcohol, partying a lot. And then when I went to Moscow, I was hanging out with people that are motivated, that do good habits, that focus on their goals, that make dreams come true, that make money online. And I was like, God damn, like, this is such a swift shift in my life. And this is something I recommend everyone doing, like, really look into your cycle. If you really want to achieve something amazing, if you really want to do something great, but you're hanging out with people that are doing something you really don't want to, that are just partying and wasting their time and wasting their life, you'll never get here. Because you will stay here because they are there. So if you have people around you, try to cut them off and try to, like, you know, it's always hard to cut off close people because, you know, they're close people. But you have to understand that you are the most important person in your life. And if you don't do this, if you don't hang out with people that are here and that you want to go to, you won't live your life that you actually want to live, and you will stay in this negative spiral. And even if you have friends like I did that just smoke weed all day, drink alcohol, don't do shit, this spiral will just go down. And you will never reach this high end goal that you want in the life that you actually want. So try to get yourself to surround with other people. Like, go to meetup.com, go to Eventbrite, look online on Facebook groups, hang out with them. You don't even have to go in real life. You don't even have to see them every day. Just hang out in Facebook groups that are about the topic you want to do, you know? Just hang out in Instagram groups, in Instagram profiles. Follow all these amazing thought leaders and get their content in, you know? And try to spend less and less time with the people you actually don't want to be like. It's really actually that simple. It's not easy, but it's kind of simple. So hang out with the people and listen to the people you actually want to be at. And try to be as least as possible with the people you don't want to be at.